WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The interviews we've heard on this archive edition of Fresh Air were first broadcast last year on World AIDS Day. We'll conclude today's show with a story we heard yesterday from the writer Felice Bacano about stumbling upon a list that he wrote in 1984. On it were the names of the 75 people who had attended his 40th birthday surprise party, which was thrown by his friends Vito Russo, the author and activist, and Clovis Ruffin, the fashion designer. Bacano was a member of the early gay writers group, the Violet Quill. After the members' manuscripts were bought by Yale University Library a couple of years ago, he was sorting through his work, shaking out his journals for loose papers.
And I found this list, and I took a look at it, and it was the thank you list. I wrote thank you cards because these people gave me gifts, you know. So these were not all of the people that I was close to, but most of the people that I was close to. Some people were out of town or, you know, in different places or couldn't make the party. But these are the most people who are closest to me. And there were about 75 people. It was a big party. It was a great party. We had a terrific time. It was very warm in February, so we were able to go out on the roof. And it was a beautiful night. And everybody had a great time, so I took a look at this list, and I said to myself, just off the top of my head, I wonder how many of these people are still alive. And I went down the list. There was one person who I could not account for his where he is at all. And of everybody else on the list, they were all dead. So it was 74 names.
When you found the list and were thinking about all your friends who have died, who did you call to tell about it? Did you have a desire to call?
By then, my partner had died. I would call him at work and say, I found this list and you'll be so amazed, but there's nobody left to call. That's what's happened for me. There really is nobody, because nobody will understand that. I don't know if anybody can. Yeah. Because it wasn't just authors and famous people. It was my attorney. It was my CPA. It was the guy who sold me my newspapers every day. It was my barber. It was the guy who fixed my shoes on the corner. You know, it really was everybody. This affected everybody. You know, and luckily, for many years, I was living in, you know, what was pretty much a gay world, and it got decimated piece by piece by piece. My banker at my local bank, who was gay, also died of AIDS.
Do you have a word for this incredible loss?
Well, I dread to use the word Holocaust because it has another context and meaning, but I can't think of anything that really comes close to it. It really was, for my group especially, it was pretty thorough and devastating Holocaust. It really got a lot of people. Got most of us, let's put it that way. I'd say of my group, it got 90% of us.
When you were looking at this list, realizing that the 75 people on it were now dead, did you think about being a survivor yourself?
Yeah, I did. I did think about being a survivor, and I wondered what it meant. And I remembered this one. There was this program called Shoah that was several years before.
A documentary on the Holocaust.
Yeah, which was a wonderful program. But there was one thing that was very startling. There was a sort of youngish man. He was, for a survivor, he was living in Israel, and he had been a barber. And he talked about how when he was a teenager, 13, 14 years old, he ran with the Polish resistance in the Warsaw ghetto, and they used to go through all the tunnels and everything and bring in food and medicine and whatever. And they kept on doing this, and he would spend nights outside of the ghetto. And one night they returned, and the ghetto was empty. Everybody was gone. And he said, that because the Nazis had taken them away, right? And he said, I felt like the last Jew on earth. And I thought that was so poignant at the time. This was like in 1986 or something when this thing was aired. And when I looked at that list, I thought, this has happened to me. This, the thing that I feared the most has happened to me. And then the other thing I thought is, I can't believe that I've escaped this, and I'm going to be all alone when I die because all my friends have died. There'll be nobody left to help me. And that's turned out not to be the case, luckily.
Are you sick yourself?
No, I'm not. and totally negative.
Good, good, good. Do you have a different circle of friends now?
Well, I've moved to another city. I'm outside of New York City because there really were too many ghosts there. It was really getting to me. It was depressing me. And I moved to Los Angeles where I have a new group. Well, I'm slowly putting together a new group of friends. It'll never be the same. I mean, these were people we grew up together. We were young together. We were young artists together, you know, which is a special bond, you know, young writers together. And we fought all the political battles. And, you know, we were each other's firsts, you know. So it'll never be the same.
You must be a pretty gregarious person if you had 75 friends coming to a party.
Well,
how
I
many people can say that?
I was lucky for a long time. I mean, I really was. And they were really, every single one of them was interesting.
Are you a different kind of person now that so many of your friends have died and you've moved to a new city to get away from the ghosts?
Yeah, I am. Now I tend to deal with people more one-on-one. You know, rather than in large parties. Also, a lot of that has to do with the time. People like to associate and have big parties at the time, and now they don't, you know. But I get a lot more value out of my friends now. I tend to take them for granted because I thought they would always be there.
Felice Bacano spoke to us from L.A. His recent books include The Gay 90s and Like People in History, A Gay American Epic.